You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
Well, tell me why it's there, man.
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast on this beautiful day. I thank the Lord for being in the land of the living. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. The bright and shining morning star. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God who hears, and not only hears, he created the ears, but he also acts. The God who brings results and solutions. The God who is the healer, glory be to God, the deliverer and the savior of the entire world, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God who is with us, Emmanuel, God that is with his people. Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to really, really bring his healing and deliverance and to really, really strip and show you the different things, his conviction in your heart, allowing his love and his grace to overtake you. Glory be to God, for the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord today for mercy. Anybody just needs some mercy? The Bible says the merciful shall obtain mercy. Sometimes we got to show people mercy. Amen. If you work that, it'll work for you. What you give out, amen, it'll be done unto you. Glory, good measure, shake, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will somebody extend mercy to you just like they will extend if you give? Glory be to God. I'm very excited. Yes, Lord, I hear that. He said, and your faith shall deliver you. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm so excited today just to be in the land of the living, just to looking at the Lord, what the Lord is doing. You know, a lot of times when we were younger, you know, we was just running fast and doing the things that we were doing. And as we got older, we started maturing more. But, you know, the one thing I found that is so valuable, more valuable than money, more valuable than billions of dollars, is the fact that we can have an almighty God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, as in our hearts, as a friend, as a dad, a heavenly father, amen, as a big brother, amen. See, money can get you natural things, but money is not going to raise the dead. Glory be to God. Money can get you maybe beautiful homes, maybe get you all the prestige and the recognition that you need. But when you got Jesus, he's your backup. When you got the Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Father, I just praise you today. I thank you for what you've done. Lord, somebody needs you today. Somebody has been crying out to you today. They don't know what to do. They need provision today. They don't know where to go. They need employment today. They're tired today. They need your strength today. Somebody is about to give up today. And let them know, Father, with your strength and your love and your comfort, hallelujah, that you are there with them. For you say, am I not a God that's near, not a God that's far off? Hallelujah, that men ought to always pray. Amen. And so, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as I just release your word through the airways today, that you extend your healing power, your emergency hand of healing and deliverance and provision. Somebody is afraid today. So the Lord Jesus wants you to know that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Father, we thank you. Lord, we praise you today. Lord, we lift you up today. We magnify your name today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we give you praise, Thank you for your Holy Spirit, your word that's forever settled in heaven. And Father, we thank you and invite you today into the atmosphere in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Today we find ourselves, amen, in Genesis 45. I want to talk to you about a whole different level of forgiveness. I want to talk to you about trusting the Lord and his plan and his will for our lives, knowing that no matter what, he's working everything after the counsel of his might. No matter what, the Lord Jesus works all things together for our good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. We find ourselves here in Genesis chapter 45. And it's very interesting when the Lord brought this to me, and he was talking to me about Joseph and how Joseph was betrayed by his brethren. And Joseph was first, they was going to kill him, but then they decide, well, we might as well sell him off. So they sold him off. Amen. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites, and his own brothers did that and betrayed him. And then they lied, took his coat of many colors. You know, they killed the animal. They lied, took it to his father, hurt their father. They was doing all. They didn't even realize the magnitude of what they did and how they hurt their own father. And by lying to him, saying that his son was eaten or killed by an animal. And the Lord brought to me about how when the Lord, Joseph went through the many, many things that he went through. And I believe while Joseph was going through all the hardships, Potiphar's wife lied on him and she wanted to sleep with him. Joseph didn't want to sleep with her. And so he got out of there. She lied on him anyway. So he had to go to prison for 2 years for that. He was constantly going through battles and things like that. But along the way, he found a friend. Amen. He knew a friend that stick it closer than a brother. Amen. God was with him. He matured him. He gave him wisdom. Amen. He gave him faith. He gave him strength to be able to stand in the crisis. And the interesting thing is many of us find ourselves today where Joseph, if we could just read it for ourselves, where Joseph have went through many of things. He was betrayed by his own family. How many people deal with the jealousy and the envy and the betrayal within their own family? You know, we got sisters sleeping with other sisters' husbands. We got cousins going over there sleeping with auntie husbands. We got aunties doing all kind of stuff. You know, it's like the same spirit, amen, that's moving through the natural bloodline. But when you come into the kingdom of the Almighty God through the blood of Jesus, that's a different bloodline, and you don't have to accept that stuff from that bloodline in the natural. Amen. There's been a hallelujah, a cleansing. Glory be to God when you enter into the kingdom of the Almighty God. But the interesting thing that stood out, glory be to God, about Joseph is that through all the betrayal, when the time came for the Lord to present Joseph to his brothers, it was a famine that came into the land. It was very interesting in Genesis chapter 45 at verse 4. And I'm paraphrasing. It's a lot to read. You might want to read it, but I'm just going right to the main point. Joseph said at verse 4, and Joseph says, Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there is still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve the posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. Joseph said, what you did to me, I don't want you to be grieved about it. He forgave his brethren. He probably had forgiven him a long time ago. Even though he was still crying, running out when he seen them, I'm sure that hurt kind of came up, but he let it go. He understood that his life was in the hands of the Lord. And he understood that even though you betrayed me, sold me off, lied to my father, and all these years I've been gone, I forgive you for that. I don't want you grieved. Because of what you did, you meant what you meant for my evil. God worked it for my good so that I can bring deliverance to my father and my brother and them. And I know that was the dream that Joseph had dreamed that the Lord had gave him. He just didn't understand how it would come about. And that was so powerful to me because the Lord was speaking to me. He says, all this unforgiveness, all this holding family members. All people don't fought over monies and estates, and people don't fought over marriages breaking up, and people don't fought over the disloyalty, and they're still holding it in their heart. And the Lord is Jesus is saying, when are you going to forgive? Because you got my hands tied up, because I will never go against my word, because I watch over my word to perform it. In other words, in my word, in the Gospels of Matthew, I said, if you do not forgive your brother or your sisters from their trespasses from your heart, I'm not talking about what you did, what you're saying you do. He said, I'm talking about in truly in your heart. You cannot get forgiveness from me. Now, that's dangerous, because if we don't get forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ, it pushes us and stagnates us into a place of disobedience, into a place of sin, because we're the warden trying to hold people random and captive in bondage, and we have ensnared our own self in our own bondage, in our own pits, and they're probably gone off, and the Lord don't forgave them. And glory be to God, like an example of last week's message, how Jonah, even though the Lord don't forgave Nineveh, and the Lord is like, no, I'm not going to destroy them, Jonah was still holding Nineveh. He wanted to still hold them in bondage. He wanted them to be destroyed. The Lord is saying, many of my people are in that situation right now. He said, and you've been doing this, you've been carrying it for a long time. Now, I got to be honest with you, because I like to be honest. I'm just straight up. When the Lord was dealing with me, I started thinking, he brought up some things to me. He brought up some stuff for me, and I was like, wait a minute. I've been holding them. Wow. Because even though I said, I forgive them and I'm moving on, I said that out my mouth, but did I really mean it in my heart? And that's what the Lord is dealing with, that heart condition. Guard your heart, for out of the heart, out of your heart flows the issues of life. Joseph forgave it. Joseph finally understood. Now the person that you sold off has become the deliverer. Amen. It's kind of like how Moses was. Now I can bring, glory be to God, and I can rescue my dad and our generation and my brother and them, so that we can have food during this famine and we can live comfortably too. We have to begin to let people go. Nobody is perfect. Along the way, I don't hurt people. Yeah, along the way, I've had to go back to people and apologize to them and still to do it, because I'm not perfect. I'm being perfected day by day, or we're being perfected day by day. You know, and one of the things that really, really bothers the Lord, that he said he can't stand, is a proud look. Like, we got it together. We need to let people go from our heart. Okay, they're gone on with our life, but the Lord said that is what has stagnated you in the spiritual realm. That's why you can't get a breakthrough in your marriage, because your husband's holding unforgiveness, you're holding unforgiveness, and what you need to do, somebody got to bring it to the table. Somebody got to put some water on that ice. Somebody got to put some heat to the ice so it can melt. And we got to come before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord? I'm not perfect. Glory be to God. I messed up. I done this. And I'm asking you to restore me. And I'm going to lay it down in your hands. Let your will be done no matter how it falls. But I need this out of my heart. I'm tired of having headaches. I'm tired of being distressed. I'm tired of my body aching. I'm tired of going through this and no joy. And the Lord is saying, listen, take the example for what Joseph did here in Genesis 45. He understood my plans and my purposes. In other words, he humbled himself before me. And see, that's another thing. When we give our life to Christ and give our souls to the Lord, then we try to be Lord over us. You know, yeah, I'm a Christian, but no, I'm going to be my Lord. But Jesus is saying, I need you to submit, because what happens is you submit, or we submit ourselves unto God, and then we resist the devil, and he will flee. But if we're not going to submit to the Lord, and we're not going to do what the Lord has said, this is what we need to do, and we want to keep on trying to resist the devil ain't going nowhere. He's going to whoop us up every time. And the Lord is saying, listen, I'm giving you authority over him, but you can't move in authority if you ain't submitted to me. Somebody said amen right there. My time is up. God bless you, and may the healing and delivering power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whew, go through the airwaves, amen, and bring deliverance radically into your life. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line.